The Center for Disease Control reports that 1 in 68 children in the U.S. will have autism. That number jumps to 1 in 42 if we're just talking about boys, and the risk increases if you already have a child with autism. Well, in West Virginia, new research is underway to try and get at how the autistic mind ticks. Paula Webster is a neuroscience graduate who works in the Department of Neurobiology and Anatomy at the Center for Neuroscience at West Virginia University.
I was a psychology major at Wheeling Jesuit University, and then when I had my son, we realized when he was 3 that he was on the autism spectrum.
For those who are unfamiliar, the autism spectrum is a fairly new system of classification. It describes a wide range of neurodevelopmental disorders characterized by any combination of social deficits and communication difficulties, repetitive behaviors and interests, and sometimes cognitive delays. Simply put, there are really about as many kinds of autism as there are people. This spectrum helps identify what kind of disorder someone is facing, which in turn can help determine the best course of therapy and lifestyle adaptations an individual might need. When Webster's son was diagnosed with autism, she became a therapist who practiced applied behavioral analysis, which is a pretty effective form of therapy for people with autism. But Webster wants to know more than how to intervene after diagnosis.
So I actually became more interested in sort of the biomedical underlying causes of autism than delivering intervention for myself. And so that was when I decided to apply to graduate school in the neuroscience program here at WVU.
Webster met up with Assistant Professor James Lewis, a neuroscientist who takes and studies images of brains at WVU. He showed me some brain images taken of kids performing specific tasks. Some kids have autism, also called ASD. The other kids are referred to as neurotypical.
And you can sort of see in front of you here with the ASD kids, you're getting activation in these areas of the brain up here in parietal cortex, doing the simple task, whereas our neurotypical kids don't use those areas. Rather, they use area brain regions down in here. And so just even at a rough level, without knowing what these brain areas are, you can see there's a pattern difference in strategy that their brain is somehow using to perform the task.
Wow.
They're performing the task equally well, but is being done differently.
WVU is pretty well known for autism diagnostics, but this is the first biomedical research into autism at the university. The study hopes to incorporate subjects in a wide range of ages, children through adults. Lewis and Webster explain the research they're doing at the Center for Neuroscience isn't just focused on what parts of the brain kids and adults with autism use, but also how they process information.
So they don't process information in the same time frame that we do. So it's sort of like a poorly dubbed movie where the lips might move and then later you hear the sound, but they don't occur in the right time. So they have a wider temporal binding window. It's called a wider time frame within which they might piece together information. And that affects the way they perceive the world around them.
It's difficult to encapsulate the implications of the research. Webster explains, right now what we know is that there are many with autism who compensate to accomplish tasks.
They can be as good or better as their neurotypical peers. And it's amazing, how do they do that when they have this brain disorder? And what people have shown before is that they have what they call compensatory mechanisms.
Webster hopes that by imaging high-functioning individuals with autism, she may be able to start to characterize some of the methods of compensation they're using. She speculates it may be those mechanisms that allow them to be high-functioning.
I think we can get at trying to characterize some of those compensatory mechanisms a little bit better and correlate those with subscores of their autism scores to try to maybe get some subtypes of autism.
Webster hopes the research will go towards influencing the various therapies that exist, as well as possibly providing a way to diagnose autism earlier, which in and of itself would be a powerful tool to help abate the condition. For West Virginia Public Radio, I'm Glynis Board in Morgantown.